This is the Normal Nerds Podcast, where two very normal dudes talk about very nerdy stuff. And what else we like to talk about. I'm your host, Maxwell Cerisio.
And I'm your host, who knows AOT stands for Attack on Terrible, Davis Bates.
That was a good one. This episode, we're going to go over who we think should win each category of the Anime Awards. So sit back, relax, and welcome to the Normal Nerds Podcast. All right, Davis.
Yo.
Voting is done.
Yes, it's that magical time of the year. Crunchyroll Anime Awards voting has finally closed.
Yes.
And now we get to find out how wrong the community can be.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. So, honestly, I thought this was a pretty weak year.
Agreed.
For the awards.
Yeah.
I think it was like a lot of obvious ones. We didn't watch everything, obviously. Maybe someday, if we had more listeners and viewers, this could be our job and we could watch everything. Because honestly, the four anime of the year, we were only too short.
True. Yeah. We were, that's fact. Yeah. We were only too short. Hey, maybe, you know, hey, our top 20 anime, or our top anime of 2022 was a very popular episode. So maybe these anime Crunchyroll ones will do pretty well. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Yeah. So what we're going to do today is we're going to each choose who we think is going to win.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we should split this up here. I think I will go back and do this. All right. I promise this is that, whoever does the best, the loser has to do something.
Oh, okay.
Now we're picking off who you think we should win.
All right, who we think should win.
Yeah, and we can say who we think.
And then comparing it to who actually does win.
No. We're going to pick who we think
explain
is going.
Explain a little bit. You're all over the place here, man.
No, I'm not.
You're out of your element, Maxwell.
No, we're not. What we're going to do is we're going to pick who we think is going to win.
Okay.
And then we can also mention, even if like you're like, I think this one's going to win, but I think this one should win. You can mention that. So this is our predictions. It's not who it's.
So what's the win lose right now though? I don't understand. Like
whoever gets the most. Like I'm gonna go back and listen, and all the ones you picked. If you're like, I think this one's going to win,
and then but you're comparing that what we say to what actually wins, correct?
Yes.
Like, okay. Well,
yes.
All right.
I'm saying like you can pick one. Like you can be like, I think this one's gonna win. I would prefer this one won.
I understand. Yeah. We'll have some discussion around it. But like,
yeah,
it's a good old around the NFL lock off there essentially.
Yeah. Exactly. You know?
All right. Okay. I'm down with this.
Okay.
No, I think it's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. What are we wagering right now, though?
We're going to have to figure it out. I literally just thought of it, so we're going to have to figure it
out. Okay.
This is a DM improvisation action going on here.
Okay.
Good. We'll do something fun. We'll do something fun.
Okay. All right.
We'll figure it out. Maybe something the next one of the podcasts, like the episode when we finally figure out who wins, like someone's got to wear something.
Okay. I'm down with that.
Like a shirt.
I'm down with this. Yeah. Okay. Like okay. All right.
But here's the only thing. I'm only going to say this. There is one, two. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. Let's just do all the categories.
Hell yeah. There's only like 12 or 15, right?
Okay. So we're going to start at the bottom and we'll go to the top.
Okay.
So we're going to start with best voice artist performance, English. We have Amanda Lee from My Dress Up Darling. Charmari Lay from, I don't even know what it is. I'm not looking up what the anime is. Natalie von Sistine, she is Your Forger.
Oh, okay.
This guy, Sungwoo Cho, who is Kage from Ranking of the Kings. Zach Aguilar, David Martinez from Edge Runners, and Zeno Robinson, Gamma 2 from Dragon Ball Super.
I'm just gonna go with David Martinez on this one. We don't watch a lot of the dubs but his voice acting was awesome.
Yeah, I picked him.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
Do you think that is gonna be the one that wins?
No, I think Lloyd. I think Your Forger is gonna win.
Your Forger.
I think I might have voted for her a couple times. I think I have heard her English dub a few times, but like, I don't know. I think David Martinez should win, but I think Your Forger is going to win. But honestly, my lock, as I'd have it, is David Martinez.
So wait, you're picking, if David Martinez doesn't get picked, then it doesn't count.
Correct. Yes. Am I allowed to skip some of these?
No. Okay, so I don't know if I'm explaining this. Well,
I know you're clearly not.
I think everyone when they listen to this,
I'm gonna put a poll up. I'm gonna put a
instantly up. Understand.
I'm gonna put a poll
you're
up.
You're picking one that you think is going to win.
Correct. Yes.
Then you're picking one that you would prefer to win.
Yes.
The one you think is going to win is what counts.
Ah, I see.
Otherwise, why would we pick that? Why
I don't know, man. You created this game. It doesn't make any sense. I don't know, man. You're the
one. Makes total sense. Okay, everyone will understand this.
I'm putting a poll up after I upload this to YouTube.
Sure.
We will see what people think.
Sure.
I'm going to say my person I think is going to win.
Yes.
Your Forge.
Okay. So this one we agree on.
Yes.
I think she will win also.
I think David Martinez, voice actor, should win, but I don't think he's going to get it. I think, A, it was a Netflix anime, so there's a lot of people that might not have seen it. Mm-hmm. And B, you know, weebs.
Yeah, no, yeah.
You know, weebs. They're definitely picking your.
Okay, so then best voice at artist performance, Japanese.
Okay.
We have, I'm not saying any of their names, I'm just going to say the characters. Anya Forger.
Okay.
From Spy X Family. Tetsui Nishikiji from Lycoris Recoil.
Would you like me to try and read these since you hate names?
No.
These are the only ones that are
too many. And then Jolene Cujo from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Stone Ocean. Faputa and Irumiyu from Made in the Abyss, The Golden City of the Scorching Sun. Tanjiro, Demon Slayer.
Ooh, that's
and then one. Aaron Yeager.
Blech. Aaron barely even talked this season. That's a tough one. I think Anya's gonna win. I think Anya is the winner. Is going to happen. Yeah. She's the one I'm predicting to win. I think it should go to Tanjiro. I probably voted Tanjiro several times because he did a lot this season, like a lot of yelling and all this stuff. But I think knowing the community and knowing the way it all works, I think Anya's gonna get it.
I think Anya's going to win. Yeah. Also, I agree with you on that one. And I voted for Anya.
So, okay, there you go.
Because I think she's anime character of the year.
All right, fair.
But those are the boring categories.
I'm sorry.
No one cares about those.
Yeah. stay patient. He's got to be patient. You know?
Yeah.
Get to the good stuff.
Okay, this one, I think we're going to agree on again. And then sooner or later, we'll get to disagreements. But best romance. Call of the Night. Kaguya-sama, Love is War, Ultra Romantic. Komi Can't Communicate. I mean, there's a lot of big ones on here.
Mm-hmm.
Love After World Domination, My Dress Up Darling, Shikamori's Not Just a Cutie.
My only concern with voting for Kaguya-sama, Love is War, is that I haven't heard too much about it.
Yeah, that's
true. I've seen a lot for Komi Can't Communicate and a lot for
Call of the Night.
And My Dress Up Darling.
Yeah, My Dress Up
Darling. But I've not heard anything about it. This was season 3, right?
Yeah.
I've not heard anything about it. You know?
That's true.
This is a tough one because I don't watch any romances.
Yeah.
I personally think, I think Kaguya-sama, Love is War has so much momentum that it'll probably win. So that's the one I'm going to say is the winner of that category.
Okay.
And I have no opinion on anyone else.
Okay.
I've only seen scenes from Komi Can't Communicate. They're funny, but I don't know enough about it to really talk about it.
Yeah, I picked Kaguya-sama, Love is War.
Yeah.
Because I just thought, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And you actually watched the first two seasons,
right?
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And the community loves it. All right. Maybe we'll disagree one day. Maybe we'll never disagree.
We'll see. That's what having good tastes like, yeah. People.
Best until Mac fantasy. Going wrong.
Go ahead.
Demon Slayer.
Mm-hmm.
Made in the Abyss. Jobless Reincarnation. Overlord Season 4. Ranking of Kings. The Case Study of Vanitas.
This is a tough one, actually. I think Made in the Abyss is probably going to get it.
Ooh.
I have not watched... I can't because of fucking High Dive. I haven't watched Season 2 of Made in the Abyss yet. I'm dying to, but I refuse to get High Dive. I think because it's so high fantasy, and when it came down originally, when it first dropped, it was huge, and the world there is so different and so fantastical. Mm-hmm. In terms of now, once again, this is best fantasy, not best anime.
Yeah.
I think Jobless Reincarnation should get it because it's just a D&D campaign, essentially. And it's a very interesting world, very high fantasy, very cool. Lots of gods, lots of, shenanigans going down, lots of magic, which I'm really a big fan of, and good animation.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Made in the Abyss is going to get it.
Okay. We're going to disagree on this one.
Okay.
I think Ranking of the Kings is going to get it.
Okay.
Ranking of Kings.
That's a good one.
Because I think a lot of people... I think Demon Slayer should get it.
Yes.
I think Demon Slayer should 100% get it. If you're going to be the best anime, mm-hmm. you should also win the best fantasy.
Like, I disagree with category. That. I disagree with that. Because it's talking about like how fantastical the world is, how much of this is an actual fantasy thing.
No, just Demon Slayer, no, it's asking what's the best fantasy anime.
I am... Calm down.
You're and the I'm, one getting I'm breaking, very upset
but I'm
right
breaking
now.
It down. No, I'm not. I'm just disagreeing with you, and you're like, no, I'm breaking it down. Like, it's not just like because I think Demon Slayer is the best anime.
Yeah.
But it might not be the best fan because they're in a regular world just with demons.
Yeah, yeah, I would agree.
They're not that fantastical of a world. They're not that fantasy wise, you know?
Yeah.
They are a fantasy. Don't get me wrong. But they're not on like the scale of fantasy, they're kind of towards like the lower bottom.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. So that's why I don't think they should get it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it's not asking which show is the most fantasy. It's asking which of the fantasy category shows is the best.
Yeah, I just think in terms of, and I think that I apply with, that if it's a fantasy, how much of a fantasy it is applies to how probably good of a fantasy it can be.
Okay, sure. Yeah. That makes sense. I think Ranking of the Kings will get it, though. That's mine.
That's probably
you're
good.
You're picking
Me
in the Abyss.
I'm picking Me in the Abyss.
Because I think Ranking of Kings is really popular, and I think the point is
for popular. Right.
I think a lot of people won't pick it for anime award. Like mm-hmm. I kind of did this too, even though I just disagree with myself in this. But I picked Demon Slayer for a lot of shit.
Yeah.
So when it got to Best Fantasy, I was like,
I'll throw a bone to someone else.
I picked Overlord.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Because I watched it and it was cool. So.
I think I definitely picked Jobless Reincarnation on that one.
That was cool too.
Yeah.
So Best Drama, 86.
Okay.
Attack on Titan. Cyberpunk. Dance, Dance, Dancer.
Sure.
Kotaro Lives Alone. And Made in the Abyss, which I...
That's not a drama.
Yeah.
That's not a drama. let's see. I want to say... drama.
Tough. Who's going to win it?
That's a really tough one. What were the top three again? I'm sorry.
86. Mm-hmm. Attack on Titan. Cyberpunk Edge Runners.
I don't think 86 is going to get it. I hope to God Attack on Titan wins nothing. I think... You know what? I think Edge Runners could get this. It's a weak category, first off.
It is a weak category. It is very weak.
Edge Runners is a very strong show. Mm-hmm. It's very... It's, you know, I think... And, you know, the romance and all the stuff going on there is very good. I'm going to say I think Edge Runners is going to get this. Mm-hmm. And I also think they should get this.
I agree with you.
You know? Both, yeah.
Lock them I both did both. There, yeah. I voted both.
They're a dual threat there.
Yeah. I agree with you. It's a very weak category. I don't like that Made in the Abyss is in both drama and fantasy.
If they put Made in the Abyss in a horror, I can understand that more than drama.
Yeah.
Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's not a drama.
So, yeah,
there's freaking monsters mutilating children. Like, it's get out of here. What, because she's missing her mother? Like, get out of here. That's not dramatic.
I think a lot of times when we go over these, like I think the past few years, I think we've done this once or twice now.
Yeah, something like that.
I always am like, oh, I know the fans are going to vote for some obscure one. And then every time they don't.
Yeah, which is awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It's the best way. Like, what, Jujutsu Kaisen won last year?
Yeah. This is actually bone to pick with this. I don't like the way they do this. I don't like that Spy X Family part one is
yes,
on here.
Yes, I agree.
And not part two. Because remember they did that with Jujutsu Kaisen? Jujutsu Kaisen was in, part one was in one anime awards, yes. And then part two, it's like, what? That's not fair.
Let's put the full, it's tough. It's really tough. I understand why they do it, because My Hero is still ongoing right now.
Yeah.
But, like, part two of Spy X Family finished this year, along with part one.
Yeah.
Like, technically the season was completed all in one year. Mm-hmm. So why can't you just put the full first season in there? Like, it's not... Because it's split season. It's not season two of Spy X Family. I don't know. Yeah, I hate that they do that. Now, if it was like My Hero and it was still ongoing, then I would say you have to... You could split it like that. But personally, I would still just kick it to next year, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think they're doing that. My Hero is going
to
be next year.
Yeah, just kick it to
next year. I don't know where the cutoff is for it.
I don't either, because I don't remember Jujutsu Kaisen stopping.
It didn't. No, it didn't. It had like a week off, and then part two was started the next year.
And then they had it in two different anime awards.
Exactly,
which is kind of like low-key unfair.
It is.
It's like, I mean, this next year's anime awards are going to be crazy.
Oh, there we go. This is going to be a wild year anime.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I just feel like Spy X Family just should have been. It's like, I don't know. It wasn't like a month break. Like, you could have just put them together.
Yes.
But anyways, best comedy. I think we know who won this. Okay. Kaguya-sama, Love is War. Kotaro Lives Alone. My Dress Up Darling, Spy X Family, Uncle from Another World, or Yo Boy, Kangaming.
Sure. That Uncle from Another World looked kind of funny, actually. I meant to watch that on Netflix. I mean, I'm obviously Spy X Family. Okay, compare. I'm putting Spy X Family. I think it should win. Oh, I died laughing every single time. Honestly, and this is one of those categories where it's like all those anime sound kind of weak. So like Spy X Family, just by virtue alone, should win that.
Yeah, I would 100% agree with you. It dominated.
It dominated. It was that good.
And actually, good category, which, once again, I don't know if Spy X Family belongs in this category, but that's just me. Best action. There's some action in Spy X Family, but like, it's not... come on.
I guess there's enough to like qualify it for it to be here.
If
but
you didn't
like,
have enough in other ones, I guess.
I guess so, yeah. But like, I mean, seeing Yor do stuff is cool. Seeing Lloyd do stuff is cool. But it's part one again. So, what do they have? The scene between Lloyd and Yor? I have dodgeball, yeah. Yeah, they do. And then that scene where Yor is drunk off her ass during the whole castle thing and she's beating the shit out of Lloyd. I don't know. I wouldn't put it in this category, but whatever.
But the other ones in the category are Best Action, it's Attack on Titan, Cyberpunk, Edge Runners, Demon Slayer.
Was there even action in Attack on Titan this year?
There was that one sequence at the docks. JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, Licorice Recoil, and Spy X Family. I think I could speak for both of us when we just say it. Demon Slayer is going
should
to win.
Below this absolutely category should win. Yeah, should, like, it should below this category.
How many times did we see that scene? A thousand?
I'm on watch number 20, I think, right now. It's like, that good. That's my, like, if we can super pick something, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah,
like,
if we can lock
it down.
We should have mentioned that beforehand.
We should have done that, yeah.
But we're both.
This is. I mean, we are putting this together as we go right now. We're both
going to double lock that. Actually, you know what? True. You said it first. I'll give it to you.
All right, sick. I'm locking it down.
We'll have to do an add-in.
What is it if it loses? I get, negative 2 points to this, something like that?
Okay.
Negative 2 points, yeah. Okay, this is your super lock. This is my super lock.
All right.
We're going to pick a better name for it next year.
Yes.
Or when we do this. Better. Locking's too boring.
Okay, that's your super lock. The next category would be my super lock.
Okay.
I don't like this category. I think it's dumb. I don't like that they added it. Leave best fights. Category now is must protect at all cost.
Okay.
the options were Anno Forger, Boji, Kagi, Katoro Saito, Marin Kiwaji, and then Shoto Komi. So Komi can't communicate. The other ones is My Dress Up Darling, Marin. Kotaro is from Kotaro Lives Alone. Kagi and Boji are from Ranking of the Kings, and Anya Forger is from Spy X Family.
I would die for Anya Forger right now, so, yeah.
Anya Forger is going to win this by a goddamn mile.
She owns Japan right now.
That's my super lock.
Yeah, good choice. Yeah. Good choice for that one. It's a very safe choice.
Yeah. Like, everyone knows, like...
Anya's amazing.
Yeah.
Anya's a star. Yeah. It's Starlight Anya.
Yeah.
I would die for her right now.
She's adorable. She's cute. She's fun. She's going to win by a mile.
100%. 1,000%.
Bondman. Next category, which, honestly, we talked about this outside of the podcast, and I think we totally agree on this, I don't like how this is, but best supporting character, Hayasaka from Kaguya Love is War, Anya Forger, Spy X Family, Kage from Ranking of Kings, Rebecca from Edge Runners, Tengen Uzi from Demon Slayer, and Yor Forger from Spy X Family. We both said this. I don't think Anya's... I know Lloyd's technically the, like, starting character.
Yes, yeah.
Anya's the main character of that show.
Yeah, agreed, yes. If we're going on the, in the strict... In, like, just the strictest terms of that, because I still consider all three of them the main characters of the show.
Yeah,
but
it's true.
I guess it is Anya's show, specifically. She's, like... She is the one that is there, that knows everything that's going on and all that stuff. So, it's her show. But for that category, I picked Tengen Uzi, and I also think he should win it as well. He's going to win it, and I think he should win it.
Okay.
He is a phenomenal support character. Well, not support character. Side character. What's the category?
Support character.
He's a great supporting character. When that man comes in and does it, like, A, Tanjiro would be so dead without him. B, every scene that he's in is hilarious. Mm-hmm. Remember when he's at the beginning there where he's like, I'm the god of flashiness.
Yeah, he's
it's
awesome.
It's like, oh my god, it's hilarious. And his fight, and whatever, he just, like, the moment he comes back in after he thought he was down and out is just, mwah, chef's kiss. It was so good. So,
he's amazing.
I think they designed that character perfectly, and I 100% think he should win this.
Nice. Just because it's the only category where she was best character, I voted Anya.
Okay.
I think Anya isn't a supporting character. I think she's going to win it, once again, because she's Anya Georgia. I think she's anime character of the year. I think she stole the world, and I think she's the best. I was going to say I predict technically Lindsay was going to win, but just to change it up and go separate.
So sure, we can, that's not bad. Yeah, so I'm fine with that.
I did think he was going to win.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say, because I voted for Anya, I'll say I think she's going to win too.
Okay, sounds good.
Once again, but we both disagree, she's not a supporting character.
No, absolutely not.
Best main character. This one was a tough one. I think this one's a tough one. Okay, so we have Boji from Ranking of Kings.
Mm-hmm.
Shisato Nishikiji from Licorice Recoil.
Okay.
Look where. Dave Martinez from Edgerunners. Aaron Yeager from Attack on Titan. Lloyd Forger from Spy X Family. And Marin Kitagawa from My Dress Up Darling. This is a tough one.
What was the last? What was saying the last one? Sorry?
Marin from My Dress Up Darling. The girl from My Dress Up
Darling. Okay. Was Tanjiro not on here?
Tanjiro was not on here.
The fuck?
Yeah, that is weird.
Excuse me? Yeah. You gave the best supporting character, but you didn't put the golden child of that fucking anime?
And I'm not going to lie, Lloyd Forger's a weak best
man. That's a horrible pick.
He's a weak best man.
What? Character. I mean, like, he's not bad. Don't get me wrong.
No, he's not
but
bad.
Compared to, like, Tanjiro?
What do you mean? Aaron Yeager's on there.
Aaron wasn't even in the fucking half the season for him. Oh, my
But he did that. There's that one scene where he's putting his jacket on and he's got
ripped hands. My God. Oh, my God. So, God. That man, give him an Emmy. I fucking can't believe that. I didn't catch that the first time.
That's I didn't catch that either.
That's incredibly annoying.
I didn't catch it either.
Oh my God. Sorry. Can you go over him again? I was waiting for Tanjiro, so I wasn't listening to the rest of them.
Boji, Ranking of Kings. Shisato, Licorice Recoil, one of the main girls. She has blonde hair.
Okay.
David Martinez, Edgerunners, Aaron Yeager, Attack on Titan, Lloyd Forger, Spy X Family, and Marin Kitagawa from My Dress Up Darling.
I think it's
a tough one.
I have no idea. I think Lloyd's probably going to win it, but so Lloyd's going to win it, but I think if Tanjiro's not in there, I think David deserves it.
All right. I agree with you. I pick David.
This is breaking my brain right
now. Yeah, I know. This is
incredibly horrible.
I feel like every...
Who did this?
I feel like every anime that's up for anime of the year... The main character should absolutely be in the list.
Yeah. And you're putting Aaron Yeager in there, who did all of jack shit.
It was stupid.
Oh, my fucking goodness.
But I disagree who I think is going to win. I think Boji from Ranking of Kings is going to win.
That's a good choice. Yeah. That's a really good choice. I'm sticking by mine just because I feel like the community is going to go so Spy X Family on this. But, yeah, I really got to watch Ranking of Kings. It looks so good. I've heard no bad reviews about it. And it's like it's everywhere. Like, it'll pop up all the time on, like, Watch Mojo or when I'm, like, scrolling through Instagram and, like, when I get an anime vein. It just,
It pops
Ranking of Kings
a lot.
Is in there. It's like, I really should watch this. It looks really, really good, too.
That's why I think he's going to take
good
it.
Good choice. Good choice. Doesn't Wit do that one, too?
What?
Doesn't Wit do that?
Wit does do that, yes.
Yeah, nice.
What's having a good year? Spy X Family and this. And then... I feel like majority of like everything that's going down, it's going to be like it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Demon Slayer and Spy X Family dominating.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, best director.
Okay,
so this is like pretty much. I'm just gonna say the animes.
Yep.
Good idea. Demon Slayer, Edgerunner, Spy X Family, Licorice Recoil, Ranking of the Kings, and Attack on Titan. All the anime that are up for best anime. This one is actually quite interesting. I'm going to look at this as, like, who do I think had the best
shots? I agree.
Shots.
Yeah, I agree. I think Edgerunners is going to win this.
I agree.
And I also think they should.
I also agree. Like, I was just thinking that.
Yeah, it's like, Edgerunners was, so don't get me wrong, Demon Slayer was spectacular. The director there should go into the Hall of Fame of directors. They're amazing. That said, I think that Edgerunners was short, sweet, to the point. It was more, I hate saying it's artistic because that's always so stupid,
it
was very artistic, very well done. It's a very concise story. Mm-hmm. So that I think that's what really sends it home for me with, and just like so many of the scenes were just like, some had callbacks, some were done so well.
Yeah.
Some were shocking. And I think that is, it was a very short lived story. And I think that's what, it's like a very short masterpiece. And that's what gets that director.
I would agree with everything you just said. And also, we just agree on this. Also, I'll say there's so many like individual scenes. I'm like, oh my God, this would be a beautiful painting.
Right. Oh my God.
Like just so many scenes that are like, it's beautiful. So I totally agree with you on that one.
I think that director, I think it was good. If I had to pick another one, if I had to pick a runner up to that, it would easily be Demon Slayer because Demon Slayer was spectacular. But
Demon Slayer.
I think Demon Slayer has, still has a ways to go, and I think that I think we're going to see much better things from that director if it's the same director. I don't know how it works for the anime, if they change it year to year or what, but I think Demon Slayer has much farther to go still. So I think we're going to see a lot even grandioser stuff that then that point they'll probably win best director. But at the moment, I think
we'll see. I don't know. It's going to be tough next year.
That's true. It's going to be a rough year for these awards.
So we're saying Edge Runners, which is Hiro Yuki Imashi.
Okay, good for you, dude. Okay. That was a spectacular season.
So, best anime song. I'm not going to lie. I feel like, once again, not including Spy X Family was just a waste. Anyways, okay, so we have...
Are these openings or songs?
Song.
Okay.
Just song. Just a song. Which, sadly to say.
Yeah.
So, we have Cheeky Cheeky Ban Ban from... Your boy, Koming, which I don't even know. Comedy from Spy X Family.
Okay.
My Nonfiction from Kaguya Love Is War. Shall We Dance from Shadow House.
Where's some of these anime come
also,
from?
Shadow House, second season.
Oh, wow.
Shadow's House. Oh, sorry.
Oh, wow.
The Rumbling from Attack on Titan. Mm-hmm. And New Genesis UTA from One Piece Film Red. That's the title of that song.
Yeah, no, I didn't see One Piece Red. I rarely see the One Piece movies. I guess I'll give it to Spy X Family's comedy. It was really good. It was a really good song. I really don't know the rest of them that well. The Rumbling is good, but I really could give. I don't like it as much as you do.
I love that song. I love The Rumbling. I think The Rumbling is gonna win.
Okay.
I didn't vote for it though.
That's true.
There's only one reason I didn't vote for it, because Attack on Titan sucked. Yeah. So I didn't vote for anything Attack on Titan out of spite.
Yeah. That's a good point. I think Rumbling's going to win, and I think that comedy should win it.
Which one's comedy? Is that the...
That was the first opening.
That's the first opening.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. And it's really good, and I liked it, but I do think Rumbling is going to win.
Yeah, I think it's going to win.
Because it's the only good thing to come out of that season.
All right, this category... Well, I guess... I think we're going to pick the same here, so it's fine. All best right. Film. Bubble. Dragon Ball Super...
Bubble was good, though.
You saw it?
It's on Netflix. Yeah, it was. I liked it a lot.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, hey, it's
gonna be very hard to keep going though. Keep going.
You got more opinions on this. Perfect. Yeah. I'm glad someone watched it.
Yeah, exactly.
Dragon Ball Super Superhero. They really got creative with that title. Inuo, Jujutsu Kaisen Zero, One Piece Film Red, and The Deer King.
The fuck was The Deer King?
I don't know.
I mean, yeah, Bubble was very good. I liked Bubble. It was very. It was one of those artsy ones where it was like a lot of like sound and a lot of what was it about? It was about like this. There's like these magical bubbles rain down over Tokyo, of course, and then there's like these parkour games that you have to do because it fucks up the city. Cool. Yeah, bubbles come. So it was actually a really interesting idea. Is that like I think they're like alien in origin or something like that. But these bubbles come down and there's like bubbles everywhere, all over the city, like millions of pounds of them.
Can you touch them?
Yeah, you can touch them, and then they pop. And then all the bubbles together flood the city because you popped them. Oh, and so this entire portion of the city is flooded. And then it has all these fucking weird ass like whirlpools and weird like weather things happening to them.
I do remember when you were watching this. I think
And like there's a giant bubble over the dome area. And there's they put a bunch of kids in there to play parkour games where they just jump around and run and race, which is super safe. A lot of them must die.
Interesting.
It was a very interesting. I liked it a lot. It was very fun to watch and highly recommend it for anyone who just like needs any afternoon movie. But Jujutsu Kaisen Zero both deserves and is going to win this.
I'm a little torn on this one.
Yeah.
I think Jujutsu Kaisen Zero deserves to win it, obviously.
Yes.
But this is the only representation besides Best Song that One Piece gets in anime awards. So I'm worried the One Piece fan base is like... Because One Piece never gets anything.
Right.
I mean, technically it should be
be
up for Best Anime.
Oh, you're right.
It was the most watched show of last year.
You're right.
So I'm worried that like the fan base is like, you know what? Let's throw One Piece a bone. I'm going to go with you that I think Jujutsu Kaisen is going to win. But this is the one where like...
You're totally right. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, I can see a lot of One Piece fans being like, you know, this is the only representation One Piece is getting, so let's all vote.
Everyone was very hyped for One Piece Red.
Exactly. Do you want to stick with yours?
I'm going to stick with mine on principle.
You know what? Just to change the points things, I will do the One Piece. I'll pick the One Piece. I think it's going to win. Just for that worrisome thing.
Sure. I'm gonna buckle down on mine. I do think Jujutsu Kaisen deserves to win it, and I think they will, because it was a huge movie release, and then it hit the Crunchyroll and everyone watched it there, and it was so, I don't know, I thought it had a lot of hype around it too, so I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna go with it. I'm gonna stick by my guns on this one. I think Jujutsu Kaisen's gonna win this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anime of the year. So see you guys there for part two. Thank you, Normal Nerd Nation, for listening and maybe even watching another podcast episode. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Reddit, YouTube, and Instagram. Davis is always posting hilarious memes on there.
Also, like and subscribe while you're at it, and leave a rating if you have some time. It helps people find the show.